You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Now, this woman says please and then repeats that in all caps, please. So it's like she goes, please, please do not use my name.
All right.
So we'll call her Megan. You okay with that?
Megan it is.
She writes, we haven't had a company Christmas party in 4 years. Yeah, you know, let me jump in here. A lot of companies, even before COVID, a lot of companies had started kind of pulling back from doing that.
Yeah, isn't it great?
Yeah. She goes, but after everything that's happened the last couple of years, they decided to do one this year.
Oh.
Let me jump in again. I see that too. If you haven't had a company Christmas party in a long time, maybe this is the year to do it, to kind of say, hey, we're all in this together.
We're all a team.
Anyway, she writes, it was on Saturday. Well, I know all the warnings about not drinking too much, and yet I drank too much.
Oh, Megan.
And before I what I was doing, I was dancing with the boss, and during a slow song, he smiled at me.
Uh-oh.
And I leaned in and kissed him.
Uh-oh.
It was impulsive. But I thought it was funny at the time, and I did it again, like a long kiss. Then I grabbed his bum as a joke, too.
What a great joke.
She writes, he was cool with everything and laughed and didn't make a big deal out of it, but I know that several people saw it. I don't go back into the office until Thursday, but I'm mortified and wondering if I should quit. I have no idea how he's going to react, but I know I'll be gossiped about forever now, and I hate to work in that environment. She writes, would you just quit and start over? It's not the greatest job of all time, but I've enjoyed working there, or should I let it go and just try to laugh it off? I feel embarrassed as hell. No name.
Dang. She went all in, though, man. Double kiss.
So she's going all in on the boss, kissing him a couple of times, grabbing his butt.
People saw it.
While coworkers are watching.
Like, oh my God, look at Megan. That's what happens when I have too much peppermint schnapps. Oh gosh, man, what a situation to be in. I hate to see her quit, though. You know?
But you know what?
But it's so
embarrassing. It's one of those things where people a lot of times put it on themselves like, well, I wouldn't quit, you know? I need the job, blah, blah, blah. Well,
there's a lot of work out there right now.
There's a lot of jobs available
right now.
She could
definitely get scooped back up.
I'm wondering if she could.
She's good at scooping, it sounds like.
Like, leverage her poor decision making into a better life for her somewhere else. Does that make sense?
Oh, sure, yeah. Do you go in and apologize first to your boss so you at least keep a good reference? You just apologize and say, I'm too embarrassed to continue working here.
Let me ask you something. I've been in situations before where I did something that I was maybe embarrassed that I had done or ashamed I had done, blah, blah, blah. And I never did go and address it again because I thought it just simply prolongs it. It brings it back up. That person is more than likely not wanting to talk about it because we all, look, what can she say? The boss knew she'd had too much
to drink.
Well,
she could apologize just generally.
She knew she had too much. I guess.
Just say, I'm sorry.
The boss might just not want it to even come up again. Like,
or
dude,
maybe he
just
wants more of it, you know? This could turn into that too.
But isn't that another reason to maybe get the hell out of there?
That's the risk she's going to run now. I mean, she started it. You started it, Megan. But yeah, if she does keep the job, maybe the boss is like, hey, there might be something here and pursue it. I mean,
wouldn't she want to pursue it?
If she's kissing this guy and grabbing his booty, his Christmas booty, well, doesn't she want to pursue a little something then?
She said, I grabbed his bum as a joke.
I don't know. I don't know if that's a joke.
Do you tell her to stay?
I kind of want her to stay.
I'm going to tell her to quit.
Are you?
Mm-hmm.
Move on. I'm going to tell her to stay. I said, don't freak
out
too much.
I'm not against the apology. Maybe walk in and say, you know what? I've got to move on. What I did was out of line, blah, blah, blah. I apologize, but I'm going to go see if there's something else for me out there because
what if he says, no, don't do that. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, but she's the one who has to work in that environment with all those coworkers. And that's, listen, you know for a fact that if that happened at our radio station, even if it happened 8 years ago, we would still be talking.
Absolutely,
about it.
We'd be bringing
every
it up.
Every time that person walked into the net, like the next
I would
year's
turn
Christmas
sideways,
party.
Like down the hall, so they couldn't grab my butt and be like, oh, every time I would see him.
Five just, calls.
It's Christmas.
Says it
don't
all.
Quit.
303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. We need calls, and we need them immediately.
Yeah, what should she do?
What's your advice for Megan? 303-691-1649. What's your prediction?
To stay. 3-2, stay.
I say 3-2, our listeners will say you should quit.
Run. All right.
Let's grab a couple of calls here. Jennifer, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Morning.
What do you think Megan should do here?
I definitely think she should stay. I mean, we have all made mistakes before. I say, you know, I have some kids of my own, and if they did something crazy, I would not tell them to quit school and, you know, run away. You have to face what you've done. So I think she should just head in and say, put her stuff down and say, listen, boss, some alien took over my brain at the Christmas party, and I am so sorry.
So sorry, yeah.
That will never happen again.
But wow, you've got a firm butt.
No.
Happy holidays.
Oh, wow.
That's funny.
Jennifer, thank you
great
for
point.
The alien call. I really appreciate what you had to say.
Thanks, Jen.
Oh, you're welcome. And you guys should not make fun of people 8 years later. Holy cow.
Oh, that's what we do. Are you kidding me?
Oh, sure. Yeah, you do it. You do it, too. You come on. Who are you kidding?
They have it coming.
Jennifer, you're delightful. Have a great day, okay?
All right. Thanks a lot. Good luck.
See ya.
Thank
what?
You.
Don't you know us, Jennifer? Come on.
Come on. Who are you listening to? We would have t-shirts made. We would have t-shirts made that said, why won't Megan kiss me? You know, something like that. Michelle, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Morning, boys.
What How's do you think? Is she quitting or is she staying?
No, don't get wrapped up in guilt and shame. That's a ridiculous waste of time. Own it. Go in there. Say, you know, I'm human. Who cares? They want to gossip. It doesn't define her. It defines them. So I say stay.
I agree with what you're saying. However, isn't it easy to assign that to somebody else rather than ourselves? Like, oh, you're
I'm
tough.
Sure
you
is.
Can handle it. Just go in there and do it. Whereas when it's us and we have to be the brunt of jokes for a long time,
it's
a little bit more challenging, isn't it?
Yeah.
I understand that, but I still have always preached to my children their whole life, don't take things personal because people treat you how they feel on the inside, not how they feel about you.
All right. Okay. Michelle, thank you for that phone call. I hope you have a great day.
Okay. Bye, Michelle.
I hope she stays and owns it.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Here comes Jan. Hello, the show.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning, Jan. We're good. We haven't made out with anybody today.
It's a good day.
Well, I'm so sorry. Yeah. Neither have I. So we're both all in the same boat.
Yeah. Well, the day is young.
I think she should quit.
Tell us why.
Because, like you all said, someone's going to make fun of her for the next 8 to 10 years or however long she's at that company. And no matter how thick your skin is, that's going to be hard to handle.
It's a work environment where you're there for, you know, you're there for like 8 hours a day, every day. And whether people are saying anything or not, you're like, I just made a complete and utter fool of myself in front of people that I'm hanging out with all day long. And the reason I bring this up, Jan, it's not like I'm a quitter or anything, but one line she said in here, she said, here, it's not the greatest job of all time. I've enjoyed working there. I mean,
so she could easily move on.
Thing,
and that's the thing. If nobody's just outright saying that she did something wrong or they're gossiping, you're going to be sitting at your cube all day just fretting and wondering what people are saying behind your back, even though, if they're not saying it out loud to you, you're going to be freaked out from here on out.
Yeah.
Well, and I think the work environment is almost worse than like being in high school. right? The drama that they bring.
Yeah.
And the mean
hey, it's
situation.
Up there. It's totally up there. Yeah, absolutely.
So
I'd go so far as to say there's no difference between it and high school many times.
That's
so.
Probably true. True.
I mean.
So that's my vote.
Look at me and Jeremy. I'm glad you called, Jan. Have a great mean boys. That's right. We're the mean boys.
We are.
Thank you for your call. Thanks for being we're the fun boys. I mean, we don't do anything that's mean-spirited.
No, we haven't shoved anyone in a locker
and
here.
And I will say that.
Yeah, no, we don't.
Yeah, it's not mean-spirited. And if we know that something is truly hurting someone, we won't do it.
No, we don't.
But if someone does have a sense of humor and can take it, we will
pile on.
You need to read a couple of messages we got. Maren said, I'd stay and use it as a learning experience. It'll make her stronger, I guess.
Okay, sure.
And Tanya said, girl, get out. You will never be able to work there with dignity. Start fresh.
All right.
This was pretty even.
Was it? What was the score? Did you,
but
were
I
you
think,
keeping track?
I think people, well, I'm keeping, the calls were 2-1 stay. And I think the messages we got were about 60-40 stay. So
just
that basically
stay.
Means, Megan, who is listening right now, you're going to, I guess you're going to stay.
Just suck it
Jeremy's
up.
Jeremy's right, though. You probably need to go in and apologize and
say
something.
You know,
one thing that she could do is she could even apologize to her coworkers and say, look, I admit what I did was inappropriate. I had too much to drink. I'd appreciate it if, you know, you guys would just cut me some slack.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. In other words, kind of cut it off at the pass.
Yeah, stand up for yourself
a
little
bit. Say, I know what I did. I know what I did. You know, you guys could poke fun at, but
just let it go.
It would mean a lot to me if I could work here and not have to deal with that over my head for the rest of my life.
And who wants to meet up for happy hour later?